This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different topics around the Umpqua Valley every day, and we're going to talk about economic development. Brian Prowitz is the Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Yeah, give us an update on the partnership, and I guess maybe start off, for people that are newer in the area, back up a bit and remind people about the partnership and what its purpose is.
Sure, thanks. And thanks for the time today. Looking forward to it. The partnership, the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, started about 20 years ago as an organization that could serve as the contact point for businesses that wanted to relocate here and or potentially expand and continued to work in Douglas County. So under the auspices of business recruitment, retention, and expansion, the partnership was born. It was funded by the county, by the city of Roseburg, by the chamber, and I believe UCC was involved in some level, maybe the SBDC. And those entities went together and helped have the partnership there, and it's continued on nonstop, but with four different leaders, including myself, to this point. So we are focused in three areas. One would be business retention, recruitment, and expansion. Another would be investing in the entrepreneurial network. And our third big pillar is events. And we see that with things like Pitch Night and the Southwestern Oregon Economic Summit that we're working on.
So for next year, you recently announced some plans for how you're going to format things. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the Pitch Night program has really, it's always been successful, but in 2024, we really saw it, I would say, mature, I guess, into a very solid entrepreneurial support series. We had four events. We handed out $44,000 in money for startups and small businesses in Douglas County through a kind of a Shark Tank looking event where we would have six people pitch to judges in front of a live audience and win money based on the success of their pitches. In 2025, we've changed the format a little bit as we roll out our new schedule. So the idea now will be we'll have three events, each with a $2,000 prize pool. And the top two pitchers in those three events will qualify for our final in October, and the prize fund will be $10,000 that they will share. Those numbers could go up depending on some grants and support from sponsors, but right now we've got three events at $2,000 and then the grand prize event in October at $10,000. Still the same format. Six people will be selected and coached and then pitch in front of judges, in front of a live studio audience at Backside Brewing. And we feel really good about continuing with Pitch Night, continuing to support entrepreneurs, and doing what we can to just add some energy to the ecosystem and encourage people to think about what to do when they have an idea.
How do you pick the judges?
We have a subcommittee that we've had now from last year that we started with. And so, wait, did you say judges or coaches?
Judges.
Judges. We talk on the committee about who we might want to be there, and then we invite them in and coach them up a little bit. So it's kind of like, hey, what about that person? Or that person was excited about entrepreneurism, or that person is a successful small business owner. They might be a good judge.
And what about the coaches?
Coaches are the same thing as our subcommittee. So we have six people, including myself, that go through the applications, vet them, and then choose who's going to participate. Those six people end up as the coaches, and we do an orientation night where we introduce ourselves, and then the six pitchers or participants get to choose the coach they would like to be with. And I can run down the list if I can remember from memory. But we've got Savannah Jones from Sunrise, Amy Taylor, who's with DCPSS. We've got Jay Caron from Oregon Pacific Bank, Brennan Claus from a local realtor here in town. And I knew that was going to happen. And one more. And me.
And one more. Okay.
Who did I forget?
They'll text Christopher
Glenn. Oh. Christopher Glenn, who's literally listening right now. He was mad at me because I wasn't over here at 12:25. I told him I still had plenty of time. Christopher Glenn from the SBDC is our other coach and subcommittee member.
So what do you see as the benefit to the both to the community in general from doing these events and also especially for the people that participate?
I'll tell you what I continually hear everywhere I go. So part of my job is to go see what everybody else is up to and see what's working in other places and how do we bring those things here, like workforce housing or childcare solutions. And I just went to the Portland Leadership Conference last Monday, listened to the governor, listened to state lawmakers, listened to large business owners in the state of Oregon. And the consistent message was, we need to have an entrepreneurial spirit. We need to have innovative thinkers. We need to be teaching our young people how to identify and solve problems. And we need to continue to support new business and startups in our state, because that's how you grow the next great company from Oregon. And we're doing all of those things with Pitch Night. So it does all the things we just talked about, including stimulate the economy through creating small businesses that provide services that we all enjoy. And there's another element to this, and it's around retention. We talk about exporting our youth, and our smartest, our best export or our biggest export is our kids, because they go to college someplace and then they never come back. Or if you get in a situation where the job changes or you have to decide whether to stay here and stick it out or move someplace else where the job is, if you have a small business or you feel like there's support for entrepreneurs in Douglas County, you're more likely to stay. And so there is a retention element here where we're able to keep our best and brightest and smartest people in Douglas County when it's time for them or they think of an idea and they launch. We want them to launch here and we want them to know there's support for that mentality.
What are you seeing in the business community right now that encourages you?
I see the Safeway Rite Aid project downtown. That's very exciting from a development perspective. I see what Bruce Hanna is doing over at the 125 exit. That's exciting. I see collaboration inside our leadership network of business owners. And we have a collaborative attitude that's really refreshing in Douglas County as we try to look at some of the big issues that we have and try to figure out ways to solve them together or bring in people from other places in the state or outside the state that have figured it out and then try to emulate some of those things. So I think more than saying, well, Kyle, we have 15 businesses that are trying to get into Douglas County and set up shop, I think it's more about the work that's happening a little bit behind the scenes. I call setting up dominoes for that first domino to get knocked over. And maybe it'll be the Safeway Rite Aid development. Maybe that'll be the thing that triggers more business support. Maybe it's that the downtown folks are starting to talk a little bit about how can they work together to improve downtown and be heard and communicate to the city or to other leaders in the community. So I see the individual grassroots stuff that's happening, and that gives me a lot of hope and excitement around what's to come here.
Do you feel like our location being on Interstate 5, right in the middle between Portland and San Francisco and all of that, hasn't always gotten the attention it probably should?
It's generally accurate to say we're undiscovered, and so there might be other places that are better at recruiting some of those big distributors. We do have Winco, we do have Ingram, and we have many others that have opened up shop here in order to be taking advantage of that midpoint between Seattle and San Francisco. Of course, it's convenient if Eugene or Medford also is on their map. It's a basically halfway as well. And so we're always ready. We're always listening and we're always moving when that call does come in to say, hey, we're thinking about possibly being in your area. What are the advantages? That certainly is one of them. And then when you add what's happening with the Coos Bay expansion project, the PCIP that you may hear about, as that continues to develop, it will have an impact on I-5 as we have 42 and 138 that connect right here in Douglas County. And so I think we're going to begin to see some influence from that project as it becomes a reality. And that will add to when we're able to sit down and say, here are the advantages, midway between Seattle and San Francisco, but also we're an hour and a half from hopefully what will develop into a major West Coast port.
All right, more with Brian Prowitz when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Keep your radio here for information throughout the weekend. On Mondays, Inside Douglas County, we're going to talk about coping with the holiday season. We've got a couple of mental health professionals from Adapt Integrated Healthcare that will be on the program. Brian Prowitz here from the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership talking about the organization. Now, you've got a lot of different folks involved. Kind of give us a representative sample of some of the people that are at the table.
Yeah. Well, the partnership is a 501c6, a mutual benefit nonprofit. And the concept behind this is for instance, chambers of commerce use this same model to some degree. C4, we can lobby. That's the one of the other things. But what that means is members who get together who have a common goal of making the overall community better, they don't derive any benefit directly from their participation. So it's a collection of people who agree that they should be working on something, and they commit funds to that and then support that effort. That's exactly what we do at the partnership. And so we have a board of directors, and we have members. And those people, those leaders who are represented by business and education and the medical community, wide nonprofits as well, a very wide range, all commit dollars to be part of this board. So as they say, it's pay to play, and it's a pretty common way that economic development organizations like the partnership are able to exist. So my executive committee is Matt Kowal from Oregon Pacific Bank, Dave Laracy from Convey, Teresa Haga from CCD Business Development Corporation, and Rachel Pokrant, the president at Umpqua Community College. Those four are basically my bosses, but then I serve at the pleasure of a board of 20 voting members, and they include the city of Roseburg, Lotus Media Group, Lone Rock Resources, Glide Revitalization, Umpqua Community College, Umpqua Homes, Umpqua Health, and some others. They're on our website. And then we have about 20 members as well, but we are accepting new members as we change our meeting style and platform a little bit in order to have more dialogue with our directors. And then we've set up quarterly membership meetings that we're going to be executing in 2025 in order to bring all of our members together and talk about and learn about some of the big economic challenges that face Douglas County.
During the time the partnership has been around, there's been a lot of changes in technology that impact the business community. What are you hearing from things like, and it got bigger during COVID, about ordering things online?
Well, I mean, it has an impact for sure. I thought you were going to go to AI, actually, when you started that question. But online activity, we see it right now, is at an all-time high and probably will never go down. And I think there's a real need to be paying attention to shopping local and supporting your mom and pops and going downtown and spending your money in places where your friends and neighbors and maybe in some cases your family benefit from having those local companies. And but as far as other technologies go, automation is a big thing. AI is a big thing. People have a lot of questions about how those things potentially could affect jobs. But right now, the workforce is stretched extremely thin, to put it nicely. And so owners and business owners are looking for every single way to continue producing their product while doing it in an economic way. So there's a big challenge in all of what we just talked about there.
Well, and we've got things like some of the fast food places where you now actually order on a kiosk. You don't talk to a human.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can even, I think, do your debit card that way, and somebody just calls out a number. That's kind of that's the limit of the human interaction. Big change.
Yeah, well, but it's a necessity because we've got a minimum wage that is very high. We have the frustration of trying to find people who want to work and come to and earn a paycheck. That's real. And so there are all of these ways that we need to streamline or are forced to streamline. Limited hours, for instance. You know, I can think of a handful of small restaurants in town who basically are able to make it because they're family owned and their family works the counter. Then they know they're going to have that person show up to work. You know that you, I don't know, maybe you can pay your niece and nephew and your kid less than you would pay somebody else to work there. Maybe, I don't know. But the price of eggs and milk and bread is the same for you and I as it is for the restaurants. And so it doesn't pencil out. And somebody was asking me for a comment the other day about the places that have closed lately. And hey, it's tough to be in business with inflation. It's hard to be in business with the workforce like it is right now. And so companies need to be very smart in the way that they recruit and retain employees. And we all have to realize that if you want small business to succeed and you want these places to succeed, you have to take your dollars there and your business there. It's a very simple concept, but not everybody, it doesn't really cross your mind when it's a convenience thing and you could pull into a fast food drive-up window as opposed to go sit down someplace and maybe it is going to be more expensive, but there are benefits to that support locally.
And some of the closures around here, certainly not all, but some of them have been tied to companies that were shuttering multiple locations or maybe the entire company just based on other factors like maybe not being not keeping up with preferences of customers and just seeing, you know, market share slowly going down.
I mean, yeah, there are huge forces at work out there, obviously. Things like interest rates and inflation we can't control in Douglas County. But what we can control is the kind of atmosphere we create within our businesses and the way that we treat one another and the support that comes when you have a handshake and you know the person across the counter from you that you're working with and supporting. And those are all things that we try to support here. And we talked about pitch night at the beginning. If you have a local business that started here, there's a better chance that all the things we just talked about exist because that relationship is so important.
And what about for you? What's an average day like? Do you have one?
I don't have an average day. That's what I loved about radio, and that's what I love about my job now. I spend a lot of time interacting with other people in the economic development space. I go to conferences quite a bit. I'm constantly right now between building out the Pitch Night website, which, by the way, I wanted to plug Brandon Gerke and the great job Umpqua Tech is doing on both the Umpqua Growth Talks website and also our Southwest Oregon Economic Summit website. Now I forgot what I was saying because I wanted to plug Brandon and the work he was doing. Average day.
Yeah.
So right now it's I'm a one-man shop. So if there's a document or a form or a spreadsheet or a press release or an interview to do, it's me to do it or the phone call to make or the email to send. So we're working very hard to get Pitch Night up off the ground, the summit going, and so that we can promote that for sponsors and that kind of work. But I'm energized by conversations with other people. And so when my friend Christopher Glenn, who I tried to forget earlier, my buddy Christopher, when he had Business Oregon in his office yesterday, he called me in and I stood there and talked to those guys for maybe half an hour about some of the stuff that's real in Douglas County. The collaboration between counties and regions and organizations is spectacular, and I'm really happy to be part of that. And so it's really about those collaborative conversations and, like I said earlier, setting up dominoes. A lot of the work that's happening right now is all primed for that moment when the first domino falls and then some other things are happening and we cash in, I'm going to say, on the momentum that I think we're building, but it might not be evident.
How does 2025 look to you for a local business?
Well, we've got a lot of challenges, obviously. I don't know if I have a prognostication. I'll tell you, back to the Oregon Leadership Summit, there's a lot of concern about the burden the state of Oregon puts on small and large businesses. Oregon has about the 49th highest tax burden in the country. And so there's a call to the legislature to step in and do some work now, even with a supermajority for the Democrats, who typically aren't as interested in tax reform. General stereotypical conversation right there, by the way. Very general. But there is a call for the legislature and to the governor to do something about reforming the tax system in Oregon to relieve pressure on business in order for us to continue to recruit the Intels and the Daimler Chryslers and some really big companies that we need to have them locate here in order to keep this economy going and to keep Oregon strong and try to fix some of the problems that we see.
And as we wrap up, remind folks what your website is.
Yeah, uedpartnership.org, uedpartnership.org.
All right, Brian Prowitz from the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.